Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, from alpha to omega, from on any topic under the sun, any amount of time you have. You got 5 seconds, we got something you can do there. You got 15 minutes or anywhere in between, we got something you can read or listen to, ask a question. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to take our poll question. Check out Andrea Nuremberg's suite that she has of information that she's deposited with us over the years. We got all of it right there recorded and ready for you. Andrea is our guest. She's the author, the co-author, I should say, of Networking for College Students and Recent Graduates. Her co-author is Dr. Michael Faulkner. And Andrea, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book.
That's one place you can find us.
Say it again.
Amazon, Amazon.com.
All right, Amazon.
And also on my website, Nuremberggroup.com.
All right.
There are a store. But the I do want to definitely give a shout-out to my co-author, Mike Faulkner, who's
yep.
the head of entrepreneurial studies at DeVry University, which you know is a company and a school, but it's all over the country.
Right, right.
And Mike was also a good friend of mine in the Direct Marketing Association, so we've been friends and known each other and colleagues for years. And he works with students every day, and mm-hmm. I've spoken, and I was a commencement speaker at one of the graduations. And he said to me, you know what, we ought to put together something for this group.
Right.
And I said, you're right, and nothing's been written specifically for them on this.
Well, it's a great effort, and I'm glad you guys pulled this collaboration together. And I want you to talk to us about, and folks, the book is specifically for college students and recent graduates, but parents, you're going to want to read this too, because you can help, you can reinforce these things, because the idea is to get your kids into the marketplace dealing with people at all levels, all generations, and Andrea and Mike do that in this book. Talk to us about, well, chapter 4, you talk about the characteristics of great networkers. Give us an
characteristics
example.
Characteristics of a great networker, again, are people who are good listeners, who understand other people's personalities and want to take the time and are curious, and people that take the initiative to learn more, and ones that don't just brag about themselves, which I think
yeah.
I hear so often, you know, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. Everybody can learn, and everybody already knows what they know, so how can you learn more from other people? And I always go back to the greatest characteristic is being someone who's open to understanding others, listens, and truly has an interest in figuring out how to invent and reinvent themselves all the time. You do not have to be an extrovert to be good at networking.
Yeah. In fact, you have a chapter on introverts, networking
yeah.
for introverts in the book. You know, Andrea, if I could tell anybody one thing, it's something that you do so well, and you live this, you drink your own Kool-Aid, and that is to do for others first. Have an attitude when you approach a networking opportunity, whether it be just one-on-one or in a large setting with a bunch of folks or whatever it might be, have the attitude of I'm going to, you know, it's like the movie or the book Pay It Forward, or as Ivan Meisner says, givers gain, or as I like to say, let me help you first. You know, I mean, that kind of an attitude is, to me, will transcend any kind of work you need to do on any of the other tools. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. Totally agree. It's all about giving first, and that's the greatest. And one of the things about people today coming out of school and the people that are out of school for a couple of years, so again, recent graduates also, is they, you know, have so much of the technology that it's like just brushing their teeth to them. You know, it's so natural. And to take the time to understand that maybe others don't know as much or how to find that information to help each other. So that's what they can
right.
give. A lot of times people say, well, what can I give? You've been in the business world. You have a lot more experience. I said, au contraire. You have so much more experience.
These kids.
Cutting edge.
Andrea, when you and I came to the marketplace, we had energy and excitement and a little bit of education. Otherwise, we were dangerous.
Exactly.
These kids are coming to the marketplace with a lot of skills, aren't they?
Exactly right. Absolutely right.
Yes, very impressive what they what they, I mean they're hitting the ground contributing right away, but do you think that that ever makes them feel that they're maybe a little bit more valuable than they really are?
Well, you know, it's funny, and what I like to think is that every generation, if you go back in time, you'll read that everyone thought, "Oh wow, we're the new generation," or we're, and everyone has been.
Yeah.
We all learn, and you know what? In years to come, or days, months to come, there's more things every day. Look at some of the amazing technology organizations
right.
that have just popped up. I mean, Google over the last, but now,
right.
of course, it's huge. I'm glad I bought stock in that.
Right.
But look at things like Groupon. You know,
oh,
look
yeah.
at everything you've got. And again, the world, today the world is, and I'm always amazed when people say to me, I don't even carry a cell phone, which is very rare, or I don't
yeah.
carry a BlackBerry. I'm like, how do you survive?
Exactly.
You know,
but you know, Andrea, but still, I want to come back as we wrap up. Face-to-face, folks, don't forget this, and this is not going to change, because I want to remind people about what John Nesbitt said in Megatrends 30 years ago. He said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-tech humans will want. Face-to-face is still the original social network.
Oh, yeah. That's what
media.
It always will be. I mean, that's what I like to use that line. People work so much online to ultimately connect offline. That's the goal,
yep.
isn't it?
Yep. And find opportunities to go there, folks, to go face-to-face. I promise you, you will not be harmed by that at all. Andrew, give us the website again, please.
Nierenberggroup.com.
And that's NIERENBERG. I before E and Nierenberg. Andrea, thanks for being here. Good job today. Congratulations
thanks.
On the new book, Networking
Jim,
for College Students. Andrea Nierenberg, one of my Valentines. Couldn't do without her. She'll be back, I promise, another day. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.